Hello, my friends. This is your phrasal verbs guru, Brooks Gillespie. And today I'm in kind of an interesting location. I'm in Bennington, Nebraska, which is a few miles from where I live. And it's a small town. And I am by an elementary school, which you can probably see in the background. And there is a baseball diamond. Baseball's a very popular sport in the United States. So I'm outdoors and it's kind of a chilly day, but it's nice to get out of the apartment and just have a change of pace. Behind me, you can see the cloudy skies. So it's kind of a cloudy day and you can hear the birds singing. Anyway, today, and I'm apologizing in advance. I have allergies. In the springtime, it's not uncommon for people in the United States to do a little bit of sniffling. Because, you know, there's pollen floating around, and it's something that people in South America don't really experience if you have summer-like conditions all year round. But today, we're talking about three phrasal verbs. The verbs are put off, call off, and bring up. And we're going to start with put off. Now, I've come up with three sentences, and each one has a slightly different meaning. The first one has to do with delaying something, especially something that you don't want to do. And the sentence that I came up with is a little bit of advice that my mom used to give me when I was a child. Here's the sentence. One of the bits of advice my mother always used to give me was, don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today. And that means don't delay. Don't wait to do something until a later time. To put it off means to wait to do it. And my mother always encouraged me to do things now. Do your chores now. Do your homework now. Don't wait until tomorrow. If you have time now, get it done. Then you can relax and you don't have to worry about it anymore. The second definition for to put off has to do with changing. It's similar but slightly different. Changing the time or date of something. Especially if you already scheduled it and you need to reschedule it for a later time. And the sentence I came up with for that was, Tom and Sally were planning a wedding for next June, but they had to put it off, or they had to put off until the following year when they discovered that Tom was being deployed to Afghanistan. So in this case, they had a very big life event, a wedding, scheduled, ready to go, but something else happened that they weren't expecting. The husband had to be deployed, which meant he had to go serve in the military overseas. So they had to change their plans. They had to put off the wedding. They had scheduled it for one time. They had to put the wedding off until another time. And the other definition is to make someone not want to do something or not like somebody. So in this case, if you are put off by something, something makes you not like it so much. And the example here is, many girls are put off by guys who come on a little too strong at the beginning. So this is a situation where a guy comes up to a girl in a bar, and, hey baby, how you doing? And maybe he's a little too strong. That might put off the girl. She might be like, oh, I'm put off by his forwardness, his abrasiveness. So, those are three examples of put off. Our next phrasal verb is call off, to call off. Again, I have three different definitions. The first one is to cancel or decide that something won't happen. So we're not delaying something, we are canceling it completely. The first example was this, true story. My Aunt Sherry spent 3 months planning her wedding, but called it off at the last minute because she got cold feet. To get cold feet meant she started to wonder if she really wanted to do it. Cold feet means you're a little bit hesitant, you're not sure. So she wasn't sure she wanted to marry the guy, so she called the wedding off at the last minute. The second definition has to do with canceling something that's already in progress. And I think in this case, it's really appropriate that I'm next to a ball diamond. See that? That's a baseball diamond. Baseball cannot be played in the rain. If I was here and there was a ball game in progress and thunder and lightning came across the sky, they would have to call off the game because it's unsafe to be out here when the lightning is striking. And you really can't play baseball in the rain. It's not a sport that you can play in any sort of weather. Here's a sample sentence I came up with. I had to call off my son's party because too many of his friends were getting drunk and acting foolishly. So in this case, again, the party is in progress. It's happening. The kids are here, but they're getting out of control. They're drinking too much. I've lost control. So I have decided we're going to just call off this party and send everybody home. And the last example for call off has to do with telling an animal or a person to stop attacking. I'm a mailman. That's what I do. That's my main job as a mailman. So I deliver letters and I walk into people's yards, and it's not uncommon to see a dog. And if a dog frightens me or threatens me, I may say, "Hey, could you call off your dog? Could you call off your dog? He's scaring me." My actual sentence has to do with that. When the mailman entered the yard and the dogs started surrounding him, he yelled at the homeowner to call off the dogs. So in this case, I'm asking him to yell at the dogs and have them come back. Call them off. Call off the dogs, please. And that brings us to our third and final phrasal verb for the day, and that is bring up. Bring up. The first example has to do with mentioning something or starting a conversation about something. That's what bringing something up is. Grandma, next time you visit the doctor, don't forget to bring up all the heartburn you've been suffering. So I'm telling Grandma, don't forget to mention that. When you're at the doctor, don't forget about the heartburn issues you're having. Bring that up. Remember to bring that up. Remember to mention it or talk about it. A second definition for bring up is to raise or be the primary caregiver for a child. So if you are raising a child, you're bringing up a child. Here's my sentence. Many people don't realize that Barack Obama spent many years being brought up by his grandparents. If my recollection serves me correctly, his mother was a professional woman and she studied, and I think she traveled, and she couldn't always be with him. So his grandparents played a big role in bringing him up. He was brought up not only by his mother, but he spent a lot of time being brought up as well by his grandparents. And our final definition for bring up is similar, but it has more to do with, this one has to do with transporting something from a lower place to a higher place. If you can get a look here, I am actually standing on the bleachers here. Kind of a bad shot, but if somebody was sitting further down and I wanted them to bring something to me, I might say, "Hey, could you bring that pop up to me? Could you bring that soda up to me? Because I'm up here and they are down here." So to bring something up means to literally and physically take an item and transport it from a lower place to a higher place. And my sentence in this case was, "Kelly, would you please go down into the basement and bring up my box full of Christmas ornaments?" So it's Christmas time, I'm decorating the house, and I'm asking Kelly, who, let's just pretend she's my daughter, "Hey Kelly, could you go down and bring those up?" In the Midwest, where I live here in Nebraska, most people have basements, and one very important reason for that is we are at a high risk for tornadoes. We get big, especially this time of year. Right now it's May that I'm filming. In May and June are big. That's the time of year where we get the most thunderstorms. You can see the big clouds in the sky. We've got the big open sky all around us. And these big storms come across the prairie, and oftentimes they bring severe winds, hail, and occasionally tornadoes. And to have a basement is very important because it's the only place where you can be really safe. Sometimes when these tornadoes destroy a town, the only reason people survive is because they were in the basement. So the house gets blown away, but that lower level underground is a safe place. And of course, we store things in the basement. And if we want the things in the basement up at a higher level, we have to go down there and bring them up. So that wraps it up for today. It's been a pleasure to chat with all of you once again. Happy studying. Have a great evening or day or morning or whatever it is. Ciao.